Hey, good morning, you guys. It is January 5th, Friday morning. Good morning and welcome to the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe. I come here every single weekday live. We'll be here every single weekday live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to make an announcement right now, though. I want you guys to be aware of something because we are going to be here every single day. We got some really cool enhancements to the entire program coming. I've been in touch with the guy who is the founder, the creator of Titem and Pure Profit Pro. This guy's got a bunch of programs he's created over the years. Truly, guys, like a hidden gem. Got a lot of cool things planned for the Titem, the new Titem Empire is what I'm calling it. But one of the things I want to declare right now, you know, we come together for 15 minutes every single day, and I want you to understand that this is not your typical rah-rah, sell-sell, bang-bang opportunity. You know, sometimes people do a fresh start call or they do a wake-up call. And, you know, this one's been going on for many, many, many years. This one's going on for many, many years. And what we have realized over the years is that sometimes people need some other kind of inspiration. So this is not your typical rah-rah call. If you're coming here just to learn about sales tools and techniques, that's cool. Come on around because we're going to talk about some of those today. But at the end of the day, it's really about your personal development as a marketer, as a network marketer, as a direct seller, as a top-tier ninja. That's what this is about. The stuff that you put into your noodle, it's a mind game, right? 97% of success or failure is happening between your ears. So when you come here every single weekday live at 11, we're going to talk about some other things. Today we are going to talk about lead generation. You know, the real leads, you should generate them organically. And we do have a lot of cool training available on how you generate a Facebook lead. You know, generate a Facebook lead using a fan page. I just learned out about this stuff. I've been around for a long time. I was on Facebook early. You know, I've been in direct selling and network marketing since before the internet. So I remember when Facebook came out and it was the big rage. Now everyone has Facebook. So it's kind of like, is there anything really special about Facebook? Because everybody is there. Don't you find Facebook to be kind of a time waster? So much video content. Where do you even begin? How do you sort? Well, I guess there's this thing called a fan page where you can really zero in and focus in on your specific they call it an avatar. Okay. I learned about this and we'll talk more about this moving forward. We got some training that we're going to be making available to you out there on the internet, but I don't want to go into too much of that detail right now on how you can generate leads organically. But I will tell you that for the brand new person, there are lead sources out there because you want to have traffic moving into your Titem environment. And there are different things that you can do. You know, for example, there's a company out there. I mentioned it a couple days ago. It's called MLMleads.com. Now, this is, I'm not an affiliate. I'm not recommending this because I'm going to make commission. Although you can set up an affiliate site. But just doing research and talking to people who are consistently generating big revenue in Titem, this is one of the sources that they use for people, right? What do? We capture, we invite, and we collect. Well, if you're really serious about your business, check it out, MLMleads.com. They got a variety of different things. Available. You can get opt-in leads. You can send traffic directly to your site, to your Titem funnel. Or what you can do is just get bulk leads, names and telephone numbers of people who've already been contacted. If you're into picking up the phone, and really, old school is the new school. I don't know if you know that or not. The Super Bowl is coming. And you know, the team that wins the Super Bowl is the team that is best at blocking and tackling. That's it. Right? They got to block so that they can move the ball forward, and they got to tackle so they can stop the other team. That's who wins. Because it's basic fundamentals that always win. Basic fundamentals. So learning how to pick up the telephone and communicate with people is going to be key. And so, you know, there's an opportunity there if you really want to get your hands on a bunch of leads. You can get MLM leads. There's a thing called Phone Burner, which is an automatic phone dialer. It's not robo-dialing, but it automatically dials the telephone number of the prospect. And then if the person isn't there, it leaves them an automated voice message with an email follow-up. Very cool technology. And this is very inexpensive. You know, if you were to commit, let's say, to just doing, I don't know, 50 dials a day, you might get to speak with, I don't know, 5 or 7, maybe 8 people out of the 50 dials. But the other people, the ones that don't pick up the phone, they're going to get a voice message and an email from you. Very cool. It's very consistent. And it's part of a bigger piece, you know, to build your business. Now, let me get into some other things, though. Okay, I told you that this is not your typical network marketing rah-rah call, I want to talk about a couple other things. I came across a website yesterday that I find very, very helpful. I want to share it with you guys. You can write this down. It's called trendsetter.com. Trendsetter.com. Now, here's what this is. Trendsetter.com is, Trend Hunter. Please forgive me. See, I've got so much stuff in my brain. It's called trendhunter.com. Trendhunter.com. Now, this is mostly public speakers, keynote speakers, people who speak to really cool stuff. And it's a place where you can go find out about them. And there's little snippets of their presentations. I'm looking at it right now. One of my favorites, there's this chick by the name of Diana Nyad. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. But it took her almost her entire life. Well, she's still alive. But she started as a young girl in her 20s. And her goal was to swim from Cuba to Florida. And she kept trying and trying and kept failing and failing. And finally, at 64 years old, she was able to complete the task. And those waters are ice cold, and they're infested with sharks and, you know, jellyfish and all kinds of crazy stuff. And she swam that, and it took her, you know, over half of her life to accomplish the goal. And so she gives a speech here about that tenacity. And the reason I mention this is as we go through the day, as I go through my day, I'll just tell you about what I go through. It's an up and down roller coaster, you know, because of what I do and what you do, or if you're full time. And every once in a while, I need to step back and take a breath. And this is one of the things that I'll go to watch a short video. So I'm going to recommend that you put this in your arsenal. You know, just something for you to touch in. Here's some of the other titles. Failure as success. Choosing to think. Successfully executing ideas. Steps to entrepreneurial success. Keys to, I mean, this is really, really good material. I'm looking, you know, there's the benefits of failure. That is put together by J.K. Rowling. You know who she is. That's the author of all those kid books. Who is like one of the wealthiest people in the world off of kid books. There's also, here's something from Steve Jobs, Failure in Reinvention by Conan O'Brien. You know, these are just little things that you can do to reinvigorate yourself as you move through your day. Because if you're going to be a professional, you're going to face some challenges. And I'm speaking from my own real world experience. And I only got a couple of minutes left here. The last thing I want to share with you, again, this is not your typical rah-rah call. It's a piece that I came up with today when I was going through my Success magazine. One of my stops every single morning when I'm having my coffee, cruise through some of the other stuff I see out there in the world, and I get pointers. And I came across this thing today, and it kind of dovetails nicely into what I just shared with you, this thing about, you know, checking in and watching a video to refresh and refocus. This woman by the name of Margie Warnell, she wrote an article today. This is fresh, just fresh off the press. 5 steps you can take to live by design, not by default. You know, do you ever find yourself kind of like a hamster in a wheel? I know I do, going through the same things every single day. And I find myself in a pattern, right? It's almost like I get up like a robot sometimes and I come in and I read this and I prepare for the radio show and then I go on the radio and then I do some marketing. And sometimes it's like sometimes I fall into patterns of habit and I lose the real reason why I'm doing it. And this is what she talks about here. Number one, she says, is set your compass. Okay, if you really want to have a life by design, set your compass. And what she's talking about is having a vision for your life. Where are you really going to go? How about having a vision for your network marketing company? Okay, how about having a vision for your whatever endeavor it is that you're involved in? Set your compass for what you're going to be doing here. Set your goals. It says a vision without action is a mere dream. Break your vision down into shorter term goals that enable you to focus your time, energy, and resources. Say no. We talked about this the other day. Say no more often. Saying yes is always easier than saying no. But by saying no, you're setting boundaries and you're giving yourself the freedom and the time to do the things that you must really do. Then she says, review often. Set aside the time to review where you're going and what are you doing. In this case, let's say that we're focused on our business. We know, I talked yesterday about 97% of the people are going to say no. So are you going to review what the goal is to get to those 3%? Review often. And finally, she says, take micro moments. Living by design means living mindfully. The more mindful moments you have each day, the better decisions you'll make. So set reminders in your phone or visual triggers to help you remember to pause what you are doing, take a few long, deep, mindful breaths, and simply notice who you are being. What are you focusing on? What are you feeling? How present are you being to those around you? This is where the micro moments I talked about a moment ago, about plugging into a video, plugging into some breath, this will make a huge difference in your life. This will make a huge difference in your business on a day-to-day basis. Listen, I want to thank everybody who took the time to join us here today. I got to run. I'm running a little bit behind schedule. We'll be back on Monday, straight up at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, make it a great day. You know, the window is always open. You can make some bank today just by doing the simple things. Until then, make it a great weekend, you guys, and let's do this thing together, okay? Money, 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 money.